What's up all the people on the internet, it's me Milo, and welcome back to Where Should We Start? Another month means another episode, and it's summertime on It's Me Milo and hashtag pigtails, so what better thing to talk about than to talk about summer? That is the theme of today's episode, everything about summer. And on the show today, we got Tilly from Tilly and Ellie Games.
Hey guys, it's Tilly from Tilly and Ellie Games, and yes, I'm in this podcast, and it's going to be really cool. And I do a YouTube channel with my friend, and we upload videos, and yeah.
Yeah, you do gaming videos mainly, correct?
Yeah, we do gaming videos, like Minecraft servers, but we are going to adapt to some other Steam videos and stuff like that, basically general gaming.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So do you like summer? Summer's here? Excited?
Yes, I do like summer, except I get sunburned really badly, so My nose gets really sunburned. Do you?
Sort of, at times. Like, it depends on, because, like, the weather isn't usually that good here, so...
Yeah, sometimes we have really good summers, and then sometimes we have really bad summers. And I like the temperature when it's not too hot, because I get really sweaty, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, yes, summer. Where should we start? I'm thinking we're just supposed to start with, like, what comes in our head first. What do you think first when you think about summer?
Beaches, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, skies and beach balls. I just generally think about beaches and sand.
I think that is the picture that goes into most people's heads when they think about summer. Because it's like kind of like the, what do you call it? Like, the get-together place for everyone during summer. It's the beach.
Because it's not like... Like, you think just, it's sort of, you think about beaches because it's sort of where you go for summer, it's where people see summer most associated with online and stuff like that.
Yeah, that is true. And it's also just, you know, it's that of parks, probably.
Yeah. What do you think about when you think about summer?
You know, when you say it like that, yes, I probably do think of beaches too, but I think for me it's always been this thing, or well, not always, but in the last couple of years it's been very much that when it's summer, that's like, oh, that means it's the time where I actually have time to make videos, because it's, you know, it's definitely easier to try to spend your summer vacation doing that instead of either sitting around doing nothing, or, you know.
Yeah, I guess I do always think about summer holidays in school, because that's when you basically have the most sun in the year. And I think about it because, yeah, you do have the most time. And then because it's called summer holidays, I do generally think about summer holidays.
Because it's in the name, yeah. Have school ended for you yet?
No, I think it's going to end, I'm not sure. I think it's the 18th of July. But it's somewhere around there, which I'm pretty happy about because it's sort of near. And yeah.
So yeah, and you go back in September, right?
Yeah, I think it's September the 1st, beginning of September, and that's when the dread sets in, and you remember you do have that English homework to hand in.
Do you get summer homework? Like, we pretty much never got that here when I used to go to school, making me sound old as always.
We get it, but it's... It depends what mood your teacher's in, and we do have some. I think we do normally get some maths booklets, or like over the Easter holidays we'll get a booklet about maths, and over the summer holidays in English we might get a presentation to do or something. But it's generally sort of relaxed, and it's not really extremely hard. It's not the stuff that you do in lessons, so it's sort of fun. And I never really do it until the last day, which is
fair enough. I think, like, when I was little, I think we used to have this thing where it was like, it's like our summer homework was basically just to document what we were doing in the summer, and then we were supposed to make this little book. I think that's how it was, at least. We were supposed to make this little book and then put pictures in or little drawings about what we had done in the summer, and we would present it at the start of the year.
Oh, that sounds cool. I wish we could do that. But what subject did you do that for? Just all subjects, basically? Or basically all just subjects.
I think it was, yes. Because this is like back in like the like first and second grade, so it was before school got super serious. So I don't think it was really for a specific subject. I think it was just for whatever teacher decided to do it. I think
was when I was in first school, I don't think we got any homework over the summer holidays. We may have like occasionally got something, but it was very easy. And when I moved into middle school in year five and year six, people in England will know what I'm talking about. We got a bit more, but we don't really, we know, to be honest, I'm in year seven now, which is basically classed as high school, but my school's sort of a middle high school. We don't really get a lot of summer homework.
No.
Not as much as we get when it wasn't the summer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I actually remember, now that we're talking about this, I just remembered something. There was like one time where I had a teacher who wanted to give us homework over the summer. And we were really not happy about it because we weren't used to it. So we went to our favorite teacher, and basically we made him go against our other teacher to make sure we didn't get summer homework. It was the best. That actually worked. But I had this like teacher in like, I think it was between fifth and seventh grade. I had this teacher which he was more chill than he was really a teacher. Like we used to have these like four lessons with him in a row, and it always used to be like the last lesson we could just be on the school's computers because he didn't know what else to do with us. He was a great teacher. He didn't really teach us that much, but he was great.
Yeah, I guess it sort of the amount of homework you get depends on what sort of teacher you have, because sometimes you'll end up that you've got tons of summer homework, and then sometimes you won't get any at all. And even though, like you said, even though you don't learn that much, it's really great because if you've had a strict teacher, then it's sort of good to relax a bit.
It is great. The whole problem is just that for me, I switched schools at the end of seventh grade. It was a weird thing that happened here in Denmark, where basically they got a lot of schools had to get together, and then everyone from 8th, 9th, and 10th grade had to go to another school. It was really weird. But basically the problem then was I had that teacher for math, and then I got a new teacher for math, and that new teacher expected us to know a lot more than what we had actually learned from that previous teacher, so
That's happened to me before, because in year six in English, no, year five in English, my English teacher had a quite bad illness, and she was quite strict. I don't know if that was caused by the illness or in general she was just strict, but she we basically got, because year five sort of that big year when you're moving into middle school and it's all the big changes, she was ill, so we only got about six months of proper teaching, because the substitute teacher, when we couldn't have the English teacher had an illness, was very poor as a teacher. And so when I moved into, when I got to year six and I had the English teacher that I have now, we had to basically do a year plus a year of year six English work plus the 6 months of what I didn't get in year five. And it was really hard because I was in year six and I was only 10, and she's quite strict. She expected us to know tons more than we actually did.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same thing that happened to me. And I was one of the shy kids back then, so I was really bad at like actually asking for help. So today I'm really bad at math, and I used to be one of the best at math when I was young, and I feel like it's to blame on just, you know, that I just gave up after that.
Yeah, I'm sort of okay at the subjects. I'm not really that good at math, even though I am in second set. And then in English, I've always been in top set from year two when I was terrible at maths. But English? Maths? Yes. So, yeah, summer holidays. We should back to summer.
I was about to say, this is a summer episode where we're talking about school. I'm pretty sure somewhere down the line I'm going to do a summer episode of the... No, a school episode of the podcast, and we're just going to end up talking about summer.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Because we're focusing on what we don't like.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that's the whole point when, you know, you've just started your summer vacation, as most people around here has, is, you know, they focus about, it's done with all that. And then you spend these 6 or 7 weeks, however long you have. And at the end of that, you're kind of ready to go back to school because you feel like, you know, you've just had so much free time and you haven't really done anything, because at the end of the day, you just end up sleeping because you don't know what else to do.
And no one is really motivated to do any schoolwork over the summer. And if you say that you always do your summer homework on time, then you're lying.
No one does anything during summer.
No, that's the problem. Exactly.
People go into the idea of summer and say, oh, I'm going to get all these things done because now I finally have time. You never get those things done.
Yeah, people have extreme plans for the summer holidays. Like, I'm going to do so much over the summer holidays. And then at the end of the summer holidays, you just sit there thinking, just thinking about your life and thinking, oh God, I didn't actually do anything.
You're just sitting there thinking, so how many hours have I slept during this month?
Right. Yeah. Like, that's... how much have I done nothing during this month?
And it's great. And it's not even because like there's anything good on TV, because there's always shit on TV during the summer. So
yeah, exactly.
You're not even sure what it is actually you're spending your time on, but
you don't even realize that you're doing nothing.
No.
You think I'll just do that tomorrow. Basically, summer is the time that everyone procrastinates.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And
because I get so many, I like to plan things out to keep things organized. So I always have big plans over the summer, and I write dates down and stuff. Like, I always plan to actually go outside and do stuff with my friends. But it turns out that all my friends are actually doing something, and I'm just there in my room on my computer. It's just like, oh God damn it, everyone else is doing something without me.
I had this thing, like, I have... when I was little, I used to have this DVD recorder, and I recorded a bunch of these TV shows. And for some reason, I like to keep these and actually still watch these shows. Don't ask me why. But about 3 summers ago, I think it is, I decided, okay, I'm going to import all these to my computer, put them on an external hard drive, so I don't need to use all these DVDs anymore, because who uses DVDs anymore? It's been like 3 summers, and I'm not even halfway through it. Like, every summer, I try again, and I fail again. So
yeah. Every summer you try, you think, oh my God, this summer I'm actually going to do something. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to get that thing done. I'm actually going to do something productive. And then you never really do.
No. I'm going to have to watch this video back at the end of summer. And just because, you know, I have summertime on It's Me Milo going, and I try to promote it as, you know, this is the time where I'm going to do a bunch of videos and I have a bunch of great plans. Let's look back at the end of summer and see how much I actually did, because I have a feeling I'm not going to do as much as I plan in my head.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does.
No.
But you see people like on all the social media and they're having so much fun. And you think, man, I wish I was having so much fun. And then you just think, oh, wow, I could have so much fun, but no, not really. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm quite lucky because I have 2 of my friends who have birthdays in July. So that means there's always, like, at least 2 birthday parties to go to during the summer, which is, you know, that's a great way, because then you actually get together with friends and then...
Well, my birthday is the 7th of July, which is in 10 days. So my birthday's unfortunately not in the summer holidays. And it seems that all of my friends' birthdays are near the end of the summer holidays, but actually not. And my best friend's birthday is the 24th of the 24th of July. And we are in the summer holidays, but I can't really do anything with her because she's going away on holiday.
Oh, dear. So that's the problem.
Bye to my summer dreams.
All those hopes and dreams just...
All those hopes and dreams just gone.
Gone with the summer breeze.
Oh my God, that's poetry.
It sure is. I should write a book. Every YouTuber is writing a book these days. I should do one.
I know, yeah. Even PewDiePie is writing a book.
He sure is. Poetry with Milo.
Sounds like a really meaningful title.
It's a work in progress.
Let's Milo's powerful poetry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, it's worked.
Do I need to give you royalties if I take that name, or...
Oh, yes, you've got to write in the back of the book, credits to Tilly from Tilly and Ali Games, because she came up with this amazing title.
Yes. I can't run away from it. It's on video. I can't run away from it now.
Yeah. I've got the proof. Yes. Milo's meaningful poetry. Oh, my God, I'm so good at names and stuff.
Yes.
So, like, rhyming and everything. Just amazing.
Maybe you should write something too.
Yeah, I think I should. Like Tilly's terrific
It worked better with my name.
Yeah, I think it would. There's not a lot of words that you can do beginning with T.
No, that reminds me of when I was trying to learn the kids at the kindergarten I was a work experience at. I tried to learn them like you know the rhymes with the letters, just yeah. Like what we just did. And there were two of the girls at the table I was sitting at who had their names starting with J. And I couldn't come up with a single word starting with J. Like, there's not a lot of Danish words starting with J, so I kind of killed
them. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of words that work starting with T. You can do Tilly Terrific Tarantulas, but I hate spiders. No. Someone else would have to write the book for me because I wouldn't even look at my book. Just be like, nope, you're doing this for me.
Just looking at the cover of the book and be like, nope, yeah. Not touching
that. No. And I don't think anyone would read it because I swear half of the population of the world is scared of spiders.
That is true.
That is pretty
cool. So that's a really bad business idea. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah. Tilly's terrific.
Terrific. No, that's not a word. I was trying to think. Words with T.
And then you're just sitting at this table with all... Because you're famous, then you're sitting at this table with all these book producers and stuff, and they're just like, what name do you want your book to be? And it's like, Tilly's Terrific. And you just sit there for half an hour going,
Tilly's Terrific Typing Stuff.
Oh, yeah, I am pretty fast at typing. That would work. Tilly's Terrific Trouble.
Yes.
Sounds like one of those high school books. Well, like How to Survive High School, Tilly's Terrific Trouble.
Yes. Or it could be made into a summer movie.
Yeah, Tilly's Terrific Trouble.
I made a segue into the whole talking about summer again because we keep forgetting that.
Yeah, why we're talking about poetry.
We're talking about poetry. Well, I guess writing a book, that's something to do during the summer.
Yeah. That you have that summer bucket list. Write a book.
Yes, I should write that on my bucket list. Where is my bucket list? No one's going to be able to hear me now because I'm moving away from the mic.
It's really echoing.
It probably is.
I don't even have a bucket list. I probably did, but I threw it away because every time I look at it, I'm like, man, I should really do that, and then I never do.
I have it. People who are watching the video version of this, if my camera would like to focus, it says Milo's, then there's a picture of a bucket, and then it says list. It's pretty good. But here's the thing, right? When you open up the bucket list, there's nothing in it so far.
Yeah, why do people call it a bucket list?
I have yet to find out that. I'm foreign. I don't know how English works. I'm sure it means something, but I'm too foreign to understand.
Like scooping up things in your bucket list, like you do at the beach at summer.
Maybe. Maybe that could be it.
Yeah.
But actually, like, I got that book to make a bucket list originally because, like, my number one thing to that's like on my number one list on my bucket list. I made no sense there, but I think I got my point across.
To have like
a summer romance. I don't know what it is, but you know those really Disney Channel cliche summer romances.
Oh God, yep.
I want to have one of those and. I feel like, and I say this, I feel like I was close to it last summer when I was on vacation. I wasn't. The girl had pretty much no interest in me. Her mom would much rather talk to me than she would. But that's not the point. Go watch the video on my channel called A Random Belgium Girl. I'm going to link to it on the video so people can go check it out. That's basically my story of a summer romance that didn't work out.
I will definitely watch that.
You should. It's a great video.
But so speaking, are you going on holiday? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but really you did exactly the same segue that I was about to do, because I was about to do... Speaking of summer holidays, are you going anywhere this year?
I am in August. I don't exactly know where I'm going now, because my mum hasn't planned it yet. Oh. We might be going to Portugal or Spain or somewhere warm, because I haven't been on holiday in ages, and I really need to get away from this country.
So one of the very typical, like, by the pool, by the beach vacation type of things, yeah. I'm not really a fan of those anymore, because I get too easily bored. I think I got too old for that. I don't know.
Yeah. It'd be nice to go in a country that's actually hot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're sort of limited for choice, because I don't like long flights. I'm
the same. Like I've been. For me, it's not because I'm scared of planes, because I hate planes and I hate getting up early because I get super sick. But like I've been to America 2 times, and I hate the flight there. Like I never want to go there again.
Because like I've watched too many plane crash programs, you know. Like,
yeah,
I always
don't watch
plane
those.
Crash it's... programs, and I've stopped it now, but I can't erase what's already been damaged.
That is true.
And it's just I don't like boats either, because I've watched Titanic and stuff, and I can't erase it. And I just don't like them at all.
So now you just need to watch a bunch of car crashes, and then you can only use a bike for the rest of your life.
That would actually make me doing something productive with my life.
It sure would. But let me try to remember what I was just about to say before I got sidetracked with that. I'm not going anywhere this year because, for starters, the whole thing with me having unpaid work experience, and then as well as that, we're also getting the whole apartment repainted this summer. So it just means we won't have the money, we won't have the time. It is what it is. But there is also just the thing that it's gotten to the point now where I'm so old that, you know, I start having an opinion on where I want to go. And me and my mom have really different opinions, because my mom is really into like America and all that, and I really want to go to like the Eastern European countries, so we're just like on opposite ends, and it's not really working out, to be honest.
Yeah, you could go on a cruise.
I don't like boats. That's the thing.
Oh my god.
I don't like boats because I get so easily seasick, and I was once on like this boat ride from here to England, and then on the trip back, we got like super delayed because there was just like a big massive storm, and it was just horrible waves, and ever since then I've kind of just been like, yeah, never going on a boat again.
Yeah, so. Speaking of seasickness, I went to France with my school like 2 weeks ago, and we had to go on 2 boats, of course, because we can't just drive across the ocean.
Oh really?
That would be cool. And the first boat was a fast boat because it was only 3 hours, but it was terrible, and I had never been on a ferry, so I didn't know if I was sick, so my mum said, take these seasickness tablets just in case you're sick. Mm. And a few people that went to France with me were sick, and I was literally on the ground for the whole journey with a seasickness bag, and it was just disgusting.
Oh dear. Yeah, I take tablets as well, and actually I was on a boat not too long ago, about a year ago, when my school went to London. Because, you know, we can't drive overseas either.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I survived it, but that's because, one, it wasn't, you know, bad weather. It was in, it was in, like, early April. It was either early April or early May. I am questioning that right now, but I'm pretty sure to not collide with exams, it would have been early April. That makes more sense, at least. But yeah, one, it was not bad weather. Two, I had both tablets and these little C bands you can get, which are these bands you can put around your arm, and then there's this one pressure point that it's weird to explain. I'm trying to show it on the video so people can see. Like it puts pressure on a certain place on your hand, and apparently that helps.
Yeah, it's like the seasickness band you can get, and you can get them for buses as well, because my friend had one when we were in France.
Yeah, so it's probably the same as what I had then. And that worked out pretty well for me. Like, on the trip back, I was a little bit seasick, but I think that was because everyone was talking about that they were seasick. So, you know, you just get into the feeling of, oh, well, then I probably am too thing.
Yeah, on the way back from France, it was fine because it was a massive ferry, and there wasn't it's probably a really small ferry compared to the big, big ferries, but it was really okay because, like, there wasn't, I'm losing my thoughts here, the weather was fine, and there wasn't as much waves. I'm not making sense, but okay.
No, I think I'm getting your point.
Basically, all the factors that contribute to not having a jiggly about boat thing. Oh my god.
Basically, the weather was alright.
Yeah, the weather was okay.
Yes, that's what we were trying to get out of that.
That's what I was trying to get out.
Yes. But what's like your favorite memory? Like, what's your favorite vacation that you've ever been on?
Probably when I went to Spain and I was 7, and that was just really fun. And I don't really have, like, everyone has these favorite summer memories, and all I can remember is it was really good.
Yes, I'm doing a series on my channel that I'm hopefully also going to get other people involved called hashtag summer memories. And I know the feeling because I remember that the summer of 2006, like I mentioned in my video, was one of my favorite summers. But the problem was when I tried to do research, find all the pictures, find all the clips I won for the video, there wasn't as much as I had imagined in my head. And it just, it sucked a little bit because in my head I had this totally great idea of how I want the video to be. And then it just, I didn't have everything that I thought I had.
I know that feeling. But, I always get
memories,
that.
Memories always makes everything better. I think that's just the thing. I think for me, my favorite vacation has to be 2 years ago when I went to Prague, just because it was a vacation where me and my mom had no expectations for the place, but it turned out to be really awesome.
Yeah, I think the best times in your summer holidays are when you don't think it's going to be good and then it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you... It's like almost as if when you do think it's going to be good, it's probably not going
to
be good.
Yeah, it's because like last year I went to Rome and I feel like I had a lot of expectations for that, which I shouldn't have had because it wasn't a bad vacation at all, but it was just, you know, too high expectations and it's not healthy.
Yeah.
So like that's to everyone out there who's going on vacation this year. Don't expect too much because honestly, a lot of things are gonna be more awesome if you just take things as they go. Like, don't try to plan out your whole vacation from home.
Because I think it's good when you have, like, surprises.
It definitely is. And you need to be, and this is probably more for the older viewers of this, because I feel like if there's kids watching this, they probably don't have much of a saying in this. But if you're going on vacation with some friends, try, you know, don't be afraid of if you see something that you think looks interesting, don't be afraid to say, oh yeah, let's do that instead, because sometimes the best memories can be created of things that you weren't expecting. For example, last year when I was in Rome, the best part of that was actually this old graveyard thing, which was really cool. And you know, you can probably read about it somewhere, but it's not one of the, you know, you need to go to this place things when you look up Rome, but it was just really cool. And it was, you know, it was just because we saw it. We walked past it. We were like, yeah, let's go in there. And it turned out to be really, really cool. So
I think we've got another book title. Milo's something advice.
Yes, that is my segment.
Milo's what starts with an M and like subscribes and subscribes.
And subscribes.
Subscribe to M, everybody. And like just describes,
that's the word,
describes like good. Milo's much advice,
marvelous.
Milo's marvelous advice. If only advice started with an M. Need another word for advice that starts with an M.
No.
Yeah, Milo's advice. Mo, that works.
Synonym for advice.
That works.
It's
Google, you must know.
Having, is there a word with M?
Let me have a look. Is there a word beginning with M that means advice? Come on, Google.
Let's just say the answer is no, because I can't find one, at least.
Come on. Okay, I've got advice, aid, consultation, encouragement, guidance, help.
You're on the same website as me. You aren't going to get anything out of that.
www.thesaurus.com.
Yep.
100 SAT words beginning with M. Oh, I don't need that.
I can only get the antonyms for advice, because then there's misinformation.
But
that doesn't work.
Milo's marvelous misinformation. And then you can put at the end of the book, JK. Yeah. It's really good advice, don't worry. We just couldn't think of a title, it's fine.
That's not gonna sell well.
No. I'd buy it, but maybe, I don't think anyone else would.
Probably not. I'm close to 200 subscribers. I'm sure at least one person would.
Yeah.
It's just one would. Person. But that's not gonna make me all them monies, so what's the point?
Yeah. If it doesn't make money, then it doesn't make sense, as everyone says.
That is quote of the day. That is.
Yes. You could also say, for the Americans, you could also say, instead of cents, it could be cents. Oh my god, I'm so funny. Do you get it? Please say you get it.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I don't, but I'm just gonna pretend like I got it. My friend made a joke the other day, and it took me like 10 hours before I got the joke. It was
it's
great.
It's like, if it don't make money, then it doesn't make sense.
Oh, now but I get it, now I get it.
The Americans have cents, so... I should probably stop. Just stop.
If you think these jokes are too lame, please send a complaint to complaintomilo@yahoo.com. I have actually registered it now, so keep them complaints coming.
Yeah, sure. If you have a problem, then feel free to comment and subscribe and like this video for no reason.
Yes.
Did I just self-promote with bad puns?
I think you did.
Okay. I have no idea what just happened, but
Subscribe to Tilly and Ellie Games if you want to cry yourself to sleep because bad puns.
Like if you cry every time.
Like if you cry every time. That is. Yes. Everyone, go on their recent video and comment like this if you cry every time.
Yeah. So, what does this have to do with summer?
You watch a lot of YouTube videos during the summer.
Oh, yes, true. I do watch a lot of YouTube videos during the summer. I watch a lot of YouTube videos anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing we all do.
I think everyone can say that.
I think they can. We couldn't when I was little, but let's not turn this into another episode of talk about how old Milo is, because I do that every single time. Not even joking, every single time.
I think everyone on... Basically, I don't think my YouTube subscribers do know how old I am. I haven't publicly announced it, I don't think. But I don't know if you can guess, so I have no idea.
Leave it down in the comments. What do you guess?
Guess down in the comments.
I mean, you did say earlier what year you were in school, so they could probably, if they're from England, they could probably have an idea.
Or if they have a really bad memory, they might not. So they'll probably just go through the video and find it now. Please don't. Please guess.
Yes,
no cheating.
It's more fun when you guess.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure people know how old I am. I mean, there's probably still the people who think I'm like 12, but that's fine. Like,
there's always going to be people who think that you're 12.
There's always going to be people who's going to say, shut up, you're like 12.
Yeah, so, shut up, you little scrub, I bet you're 12. And then you're not really 12, you're 11.
No, but, and, you know
when
the feeling.
When people ask if you're 10, and you're just like, yes, on a scale of 1 to 10, I am 10. Thank you, bye. Oh my god, what? Did I just do another pun? I don't even know what I'm
doing. I don't know what you said. I basically had to mute my mic for a second because my mom was calling
Okay,
me.
So,
you don't have to repeat it because people can hear it. It's fine.
Yeah,
people will let me know.
My mom is literally on the phone right now and I'm trying to speak louder because she's in the other room. I don't know if you can hear it.
No, I...
That would be bad. So I keep talking. If you're wondering why I keep talking, it's because my mom's on the phone.
Oh, that's great. Let me give you another question then. Let's see, what do I have on my list of really cool things to ask? I do have one sentence that just says drinks and ice cream. So...
Strings and ice cream?
No, drinks.
Oh. I like ice cream. And I like Coke. Summer drink goals.
So summer drink goals when it's the most generic. What kind of flavor ice cream do you prefer? I'm hitting my mic constantly.
I really like vanilla ice cream.
That's so basic. Vanilla ice cream and Coke. Like, can you be more basic in your choices?
I know. But to be honest, I don't really like these like really weird flavors like. People go to extreme lengths to try and get original ice cream flavors. Like, there could be blue bubblegum with red cherries and also contains blackberries, and there's some microwaves in there as well, but just ignore that. People do, though.
It's like, true. I mean, it's never going to beat, like, breast milk ice cream, which doesn't exist anymore because the place got shut down, I'm pretty sure, but...
Like, these days, you can't even go into an ice cream shop and get a normal flavour. It's all that if you want vanilla, it's like, yeah, that contains some stone and some hints of copper, and you'll also get some raisins. Just like, oh, come on, I just want vanilla.
I think it's very true. Like, I think I usually go for, like, strawberry and like, daim ice cream. Like, those are my two favorites.
Yeah, I don't really like any exotic drinks either. Like, the simpler it is, the more you know what it's going to be.
That is true. That is true.
What, like, what flavors do you like of drink?
I usually go for lemonade. Like, that's my go-to thing.
Yeah, I do like fizzy drinks, but I'll also have cordials and stuff. But I do like Coke.
But I think, you know, I'm more of a, when it comes to summer, I'm honestly just more just drinking water. Like, it doesn't need to be that fancy.
Yeah, I like water, but I could do with drinking more water because I don't really drink anything. I don't drink water.
I feel like a lot of people have it like that. I've always been really good at drinking water. Like, I'm one of those few people who, I don't think I drink as much as they recommend you to do, but.
Yeah, I don't really do that.
No, but it's definitely like, you know, it's that thing everyone talks about during the summer that you need to drink a lot of water. You need to remember to put on a lot of sunscreen. And
keep healthy, kids.
Wear a hat, keep healthy, kids. And also, I'm trying to remember, like, because we have, like, these, I think it's, like, 5 advice here in Denmark, and I'm trying to remember them on top of my head, but let me just be honest, I never follow them, so I don't remember them, but I know that's two of them. And then there's
In the summer, I always need to put sunscreen on when I don't need it, and when I do need sunscreen, I don't even put it on.
I am really bad at remembering
It's like, sunscreen. The other day, last week I was at a park with my friends, and it wasn't even that hot, but when I got back, my nose and forehead was completely red.
Oh dear.
It was just unbelievable. My mom said, "What have you been doing?" It was like I smeared red paint on my face. It was so bad.
Oh. Yeah, I can't find these, like, 5 things to do. I know there's also like the better security when you're out in the water, and you know I may as well make this into like this kind of video because we may as well just mention it while we're on the topic of summer, because I have the five good advice for that loaded up here. So it's remember to learn how to swim, never go alone in the water.
Don't wait 20 minutes after eating before you go swimming.
Yes, it's not on the list, but that is correct.
I've seen that scientists have proved that that is actually incorrect.
It probably is. Like, I've never followed it. Let me just be honest.
A lot of things that people come up with are incorrect.
It is true, but these I have if you'll let me finish talking.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I do like talking a lot.
I do too. That's why these episodes are 45 minutes long, which we're almost at the 45 minute mark, by the way. Just look down actually? At my... Yeah, it's like 37 minutes on here.
Oh. Well, goals.
It's true. Number 3, look...
That's silence. I'm sorry. Just keep talking, I'm sorry.
Number 3... Remember to look at how the wind and the water is. Number 4, go to a beach that you know well. And 5, if you're a parent, always make sure that you know where your children are. I feel like all the other ones were like, these are things you can do yourself. And then in the end, it's like, remember, parents, you have kids.
Yes, remember, parents, you do have children. And they will get attacked by sharks. No, I'm joking. Please don't sue me. Oh my god.
Who's gonna sue you, the sharks?
Yeah, I'm sorry, sharks. Sorry.
If you're a shark and feel offended about this, please send a complaint.
Yeah, if you are a shark and have been offended by what I just said, then please email me at tillyandalligames@gmail.com. All complaints will be taken seriously and action taken upon them.
Mm-hmm. I just lost all my underwater subscribers, get it, because submarine subscribers.
Oh my god.
That one was way worse than all the puns you've made so far.
It probably was.
So,
yeah.
To just kind of round this off, because we're getting close to like the end of this, I know we've talked about that we never keep our plans, but what is your plans for this summer?
Well, to be honest, I don't have a lot. I do want to, because I'm not really the best at doing stuff that's productive. So I sort of want to like sort of turn my life around and do that schoolwork that I needed to do and tidy my room when I need to and just basically be more helpful.
You do know I'm going to ask you when the summer ends if you've actually done any of these things, right?
Yeah, it'll probably be held against me in future.
It probably will be.
What are your plans for this summer?
What are my plans for the summer? My plans for the summer is, number one, to do all the Splacking Saturdays episodes that I'm doing. Number two, to work out a little bit more like what I want this channel to be in the future. Like just today, I actually sent an email out to someone in hopes that I'm going to do a really awesome collaboration. Like I'm not going to say anything about it now because... So right now,
yeah,
I don't know if the people are yeah, that too, but also I'm not sure if people are going to be interested in this, like the people that I've talked to. But if it's something that goes through, hopefully it means that there's going to be a lot more interesting stuff on the hashtag Pigtails front.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty inactive on this channel, and I'm trying my best to not to be active on this channel. I mean, Everson seems to get in the way of doing it.
It's a thing, and I really want
to make this channel something this summer. My goal for this summer is to do something with this channel and actually, like, what's the word? Oh god, I can't think of it. Like, expand it and make it a better channel, because we only have 35 subscribers and we started like a month ago, 2 months ago, I'm not exactly sure. And I really want to make this channel into something more, like, because make it more interesting, actually get some decent amount of subscribers. So that's my goal for this summer, make better videos.
It's, you know, you already have a good start, but I think just a little word of advice for an old gameplay YouTuber. You're gonna, and you said it in the beginning too, but you're gonna have to expand from the whole Minecraft thing because we are in 2015 now. It's just not gonna last anymore.
Yeah, like because like I said, we are going to do some Steam games, and hopefully when I get that, one of my summer goals would probably be to do all the games that aren't Minecraft, I guess, since you've mentioned it.
And now we have it on the video here, and people can go subscribe to your channel to actually see if it's gonna be true.
Yeah, it's keep, and it'll probably be held against me if I don't do it. So hopefully,
probably will be. This is called the It's Me Milo pressure point. This is basically where we pressure other YouTubers into actually making content because now they've been on this podcast. So that basically just means that now there's a reason for them to become good YouTubers, because otherwise, here at It's Me Milo, we're just gonna be, you know, sad that we've had such lame YouTubers on if they don't do anything.
It's like pressuring all YouTubers watching this video to actually do something. It's like a motivational speech or
advice. Yes, I need to do
Milo's motivational speech.
Milo's motivational moments. I need to do a series on that. I really do.
Yeah, that would actually be a really good title.
It would.
And that's bad for me because there's nothing actually that I could have as a title. And I actually do, because Tilly's stuff doesn't work.
Tilly's tumbles.
Yeah, Tilly's tumbling YouTube channel. And I do actually have a new video up it was uploaded like an hour ago. So you
as
guys
of this recording, remember that. Because as this video goes up, there might be another video depending on, you know, if you've actually done some stuff. But yeah, if people want to find you, if people want to check you out, where can they find you on, you know, both YouTube and social media?
Well, we currently don't have like an Instagram account or anything, but we will be getting some social media when the channel sort of like expands, like I've said. But you can find us on YouTube as Tilly and Ali Games. You can find my personal Instagram account as at atills on Instagram, and our business inquiries on email is tillyandalligames@gmail.com. So if you have any questions or concerns, but I don't see why I'd have a concern, then feel free to ask us any questions there and we will gratefully respond.
Yes, and I will of course be linking the channel in the description as well as on the screen. There's probably been a link to the recent video. As for me, of course, it's like it always is. You can find me on, I was going to say all social media, but that's probably a lie. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, both at It's Me Milo YT. I have a Facebook page that I never use. But if you're really into Facebook, it posts everything that I post on Twitter. So, you know, why not? That you can find, I think you just have to search up It's Me Milo. I don't even think it's and hashtag pixels. I think it's just It's Me Milo. It's not the point. I'm also maybe going to start a Vine account. Like, I kind of want to try to do something fun. I have a Snapchat, but I have a Snapchat, but I keep that one private, so I don't know why I mentioned that. I'm also on Periscope now. I don't know if I'm ever going to use it, but I'm hopefully going to be doing some interesting stuff on that because it seems to be like the new thing everyone is doing, and I think I'm at It's Me Milo YT on there too. We're gonna hope. But yeah, this is pretty much.
Can I just say you can find me on Steam as Tilly Plays Games, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, you can find me on Steam as Tilly Plays Games, and who knows, maybe we can record some videos together.
That would indeed be cool.
That would be cool. Like,
yes, we need to do a gaming video at some point too.
We do, because you play Gary's Mod, don't you?
I do. Yes, I haven't done on that in ages. So yes, that is definitely.
I haven't. That was one of the games I was going to do. Where if I started to do like Steam videos and stuff.
It's in this video now, so we're gonna have to make a Gary's Mod video together now.
Yeah,
because we've said it.
If we don't, then maybe if we have tons of subscribers, we'll go, hey, you promised in this video to make some more videos. What are you doing?
Yes, angry video mob. It's not gonna be good.
Just haters everywhere.
Yes.
People start a YouTube channel saying Tilly lies about her videos. And that would be really bad.
It's just gonna do those, like, videos. Windows Movie Maker videos where it's like 10 reasons why Tilly and Ally Games should die.
Yeah, 10 reasons why Tilly and Ally Games sucks, and then as the like YouTube video description, they'll have like, go and comment on Tilly and Ally Games videos that they suck, because they suck, and then just like haters everywhere.
Haters everywhere. I think that's a perfect, perfect way to end this episode.
Haters. Yeah,
haters.
There's even haters in the summer.
Haters in the summer. We had haters in the summer.
I was just going to make that into a song, but it looks like you already did.
Yeah, I just kind of did a parody of the whatever. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome. It's been a very fun time.
It sure has. And to everyone, just a quick announcement before I end this. The podcast is finally up on iTunes. I've had so many struggles with that. And it was mostly my fault, really. I didn't look into how to put a podcast on iTunes, really. But it should be up there now. There's still a few problems with it, but it's possible to listen to it. So that's the main thing. So, you know, in case you are going on vacation this year and you want something to listen to either on the plane ride or just at the beach, you can download that. I'm also going to leave a link to another website it's on called FeedBurner. And basically, I'm going to link to that because I don't know how to do how to put podcasts on the Google Play Store. I don't even think you can. So Android users, I don't actually know how you can listen to this if you just want to listen to it, but there should probably be a way. No one will ever know, but I think that is the end of this episode of Where Should We Start? As always, leave down in the comments who you want to see on the episode or what topic you want to see. Of course, leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe to my channel, and of course subscribe to her channel,
Tilly and Ally Games.
Yes, and I think that is pretty much all I have to say. We are at the famous 48 minute mark, which is what all these episodes seem to always go to. So
it does, doesn't it? I've seen some of your podcasts and they do seem to end up somewhere near 50 minutes.
They do, and it was supposed to be 45, but then my outro takes 10 minutes.
Oh well,
it's not even a joke. But thank you so much for watching, everyone. That's it for today. Have a great time. I always forget what I say in my outros, so this is just gonna be it. Have a good one, have a good summer, and I'll see you in a month for another Where Should We Start. Bye-bye.
Bye.